So I've been waiting for you for like 2 hours now to be ready to do this. And then you give me a bunch of crap because I wasn't on within the 4 minutes that you texted me.
I knew you were gonna do that too.
Yeah. And so here I am just watching some Vampire Diaries, and you're making me wait because you're putting your child to bed. And here's what I was thinking about. This is here how I wanted to introduce the show today was that you still like watch your kid as he goes to sleep. I thought you were like laying in bed with him, but you're just like awkwardly in a corner staring at him, and he stares back at you till he falls asleep.
I'm not awkwardly staring in my son's room. Putting him to bed. I'm laying on the floor next to his bed.
Okay. Wait, is his bed on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. His bed is like a normal bed. It's a normal twin bed.
But so you're just laying on the floor waiting for him to go to bed.
Yeah.
Okay. How old is he now?
He's gonna be 5.
All right. You know, that's way too
Yeah,
young. I didn't start sleeping in my dad's bed till I was like 16.
but Well, it's been like a long while, so it's kind of weird getting back into this.
Yes, I agree.
But I'm also like excited to get back into it.
Good. I'm glad you're excited about something in the time when there's nothing to be excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like you were never excited about it. Like you would always like tell me like, "Yeah, I'm super excited," and then you never actually were.
I don't show emotion. So, you know, it was taken from me when I was 16, sleeping next to my dad.
Oh. Yeah.
But you know, 'cause you'd watch a scary movie. Like The Grudge or something, and you couldn't sleep, so you crawl in your dad's bed, and because he's old and strong,
So,
it's comforting.
I might as well break it to you right now that I'm also currently doing a TikTok live.
You're doing a TikTok live.
Yeah, which means we have a live audience.
How many people are on your TikTok?
Right now, because I just started at 6.
You have people watching your TikTok right now? That's so weird.
Yeah, they're just watching me talking to a microphone.
Oh. Are these the people who like pay you money to send them nude pictures you find on the internet?
No, these aren't. I mean, it came from the same people, but no.
So that.
Scary movie like 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay. So I never have gotten into TikTok. I wasn't into Vine. And what. Why are you in the TikTok now? I know a lot of people are.
I'll let you know in a minute.
Our bro Nick
There's somebody on here
Coletti.
named Gabrielle that wants to know who you are. So why don't you introduce yourself? I mean, we're starting a brand new podcast, a new series and everything. So, I mean,
Yeah. I'm looking at the lines right now, and your voice is much like you have bigger lines than I do. I don't know
I'm
what
also more on top of the microphone,
Oh,
probably.
like this? Yeah. Like your mouth is right next to it?
Yeah, like how we're supposed to do it.
Oh yeah, I wasn't doing that. All right. Anyways, my name's Andrew. I'm Jason's best friend, and I'm a avid lover of Vampire Diaries now. I'm on season 3, episode 12. Team Stefan. No, Team Damon. I'm wrong.
I have no idea who those people
Oh
are. I've
man,
never watched it.
so you gotta start watching Vampire Diaries. So here it's a. I only have like three things on my list of to talk about left. Vampire Diaries is all I want this show to be about. This entire episode. So, Vampire Diaries, which I guess has been out for like a long time, is a show about vampires who like fall in love with this girl.
Damon all the way.
Yeah, is that true? Is that what this Gabrielle girl said?
Yeah.
Yeah,
And we got another person saying Team Damon.
Jackie loves Team Damon. Yeah,
I guess I have to see it.
yeah,
Are there like people that you can maybe turn gay to?
yeah. No, I would.
I'm asking for a friend. I'm just gonna,
For a family member.
Yeah.
For yeah, so Vampire Diaries is these two super attractive dudes who fall in love with the same, and they're brothers actually, and they fall in love with this tan, kind of attractive looking female. And
So two gay brothers
yeah.
fall in love with the same person?
Yes,
With the same guy?
the same female.
I thought they were two gay brothers. How could
No,
they
they're
fall in love
not.
with them?
No one's a gay brother. I don't know where you're getting that
Oh,
from.
I thought for so I got I thought somebody was gay. Okay, go
Yeah,
on.
no, that's just in your family. So the whole show is like they solve problem after problem, And it essentially boils down to the fact that these two brothers love, you know, the same girl. And there's always these fights and dramas, and there's murders and deaths and kisses and love. And, you know, I think all these, I think it came out when like Twilight was big, because, you know,
oh, yeah,
when vampires were a huge thing.
Hot vampires, yeah. Not just vampires.
Yeah. Vampires. Actually, every character in the show is super attractive. It's weird. It makes me feel like I'm ugly and everyone I know is ugly, you know, because
everyone you know is ugly?
Yeah. Like everyone, you would assume that everyone in the world is just super attractive based on the show, because there are all these like ripped dudes and, you know, super hot girls. And it's deceiving to what really is out there.
It is very deceiving, mm-hmm. because like I remember you see all these people like on TV, mm-hmm. that are all makeuped up, mm-hmm. only for them, like if you see them in real life,
yeah,
they look, I mean, nothing against Ellen DeGeneres, mm-hmm. but if you ever watch her show and then you see her like outside of her show, she looks horrible.
Really?
Because they kind of cover up a lot of her wrinkles, and if you watch the way they do the lighting, it's very soft lighting, mm-hmm. so then they like, and I remember we went, even Nick Coletta, you see him on, you know, YouTube and things like that.
Yeah.
And you see him in real life and you're like, oh no, he looks exactly the way I watch him, because they don't put makeup on. They don't do any of that.
Right. Yeah. And also he was doing like I don't think he cares about his look as much as, you know, like Ellen, who's on TV.
Yeah. But actually that's kind of why I like porn too, because, you know, they don't wear any, like that's what they wear on a daily basis.
Yeah. Like if, you know, they're wearing that makeup, they wear that all the time.
Yeah.
When they're on about, yeah. Because they have to sell the image.
Yeah. So going back to like getting into why I'm in TikTok.
No.
Because you're not into it.
Oh, I always thought we were talking about Vampire Diaries now. I want this whole podcast, every episode.
I don't know anything about Vampire Diaries.
It could just be me breaking down episodes to you.
That would be so boring.
For you, but not for our listeners.
Not for the listeners. Yeah, but what if the listeners are... Oh, thanks for the love, Bang. Not for the listeners that are in... that already watch it, like why do they want a summary of you talking about the Vampire Diaries if they already know it?
Because they would have opinions and they'd be like, oh yeah, I agree with that guy's opinion. They're like, oh no, he's super wrong. You know, that way they get involved also. It's like interactive. But all right, we'll come back to my thing about Vampire Diaries, talking about triangles and squares. But all right, get back to your podcast.
I was just gonna say that the only reason why I got into TikTok is because it is very like Vine, and it's just, I don't know, it's fun. I've actually made a couple friends on here.
Really? Do you guys send each other
nude pictures?
Yeah, well, nude videos, because it's all videos, right?
Yeah. Which I found the perfect video that represents you very, very well.
Was it the one that you sent me earlier today, where you're like humping the air?
No.
It was super suggestive to, like, I feel like you practiced that a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I knew you did. It was too perfectly like executed. Hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's so like stuck in my head that every time I hear it,
mm-hmm.
I can do the dance like perfectly now. It's not even that hard of a dance.
But you know, a lot of people are doing dances on TikTok, I think. You see it pop up all the time on my Facebook.
Gabrielle said that you should watch the originals.
Yeah, I just found out that there's spin-off series. Originals and legacies, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even halfway through Vampire Diaries. I've, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'll get there. I have a lot of free time.
Oh, this is a story that I didn't actually... See, this is a story that I could bring up about the whole getting paid to send a picture of my pubes.
Yeah. I feel like you should introduce this a little bit better, because no one knows that you were paid money on your Venmo.
So basically, through TikTok, mm-hmm. I used to have my Snapchat in my bio, and I used to get a whole bunch of people
that's how you got it?
That's how I got it.
Oh, God. What's wrong with you?
I was not expecting that. And so this person decided to like ask me, like, I stopped answering people mm-hmm. that wouldn't send me a picture of them, that would send me like a message or a picture in the message.
Hold on. How many people would interact with you for like sexual images all the time?
I don't know. I stopped opening a lot of
more them. Than 10?
I don't know. After that, okay, so there was that one, mm-hmm. and then there was another one that was like trying to send me pictures of girls.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to sit here and try to analyze if this girl is the same person, because she wouldn't send it over Snap. Like, she mm-hmm. would send it through messages. So I'm like, I'm not believing this one bit. I'm like, yeah, she looks really hot, but No way.
Like it was a save message rather than...
Yeah, and then so like I screenshotted the one and like the person got like super upset and I, like all of a sudden the next message is like, what the fuck? And then I just blocked the person. But so then I stopped just looking at any messages that somebody sends me. And because I tried doing it where like if you're not friends with me, I can't get them, but you TikTok or Snapchat doesn't let you do that.
Yeah.
So now I just immediately just like clear the conversation. But yeah, so I got this one message and the one person wanted me to send them a picture of my pubes because they were into redheads, but they never actually had sex with a redhead. I'm pretty sure it was a guy.
They're all guys. There's no way any girls are just like, hey, I want to send you pictures of myself and we don't know each other. These are all just dudes. And
oh, absolutely. This one had to be a dude, but he didn't send me any pictures. And so, because then he mentioned sometime like, after, anyways, I'll get to that point. So he kept on asking me to get to send him a picture of my pubes. And I'm like, just my pubes? Like, yeah, nothing else. I'm like, don't think that's going to happen. And so there's a little bit, and I went by and I told a whole bunch of people about it.
Yeah, you were not secretive about the pube incident.
What is that? I didn't go any secretive about it.
Yeah, no, you were very upfront. Like people wanted to see your pubes.
Yeah, it was weird though. So that's why I thought it was funny. And then your girlfriend had the idea of finding a picture online. So the worst part was probably me finding a picture online of somebody that actually looked like me.
Right.
With that. And I did. And
what would you, so the what way would you type? Just like redhead pubes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally like just that. I had to scroll through all the Google images and I found one where I need to zoom in on because it also was a picture of his dick. So I need to not put the picture of his dick. And the way it worked out is because I was like, well, how do I know you're going to send me the money? And so he goes, okay, I'll give you $50 now and then $50 afterwards. And then he goes, that way, if whatever happens, you know what I mean? I didn't lose $100, but you still gained at least half of that. So I'm like, okay, perfect. And so then he did. He gave me the $50. I got it in my Venmo. So I'm like, okay, cool. And I sent it to him. He goes, oh, cool. I'm saying him, even though like technically the name on my Snapchat is Mariah. And he goes, oh, really? That's awesome. Like he goes, that's not actually what I thought at all. I'm like, oh, okay. So he sends me the other $50. So I got my full $100. And then he just goes, okay, thank you. I'm like, not going to lie. That was probably one of the weirdest things that I did.
Maybe. And you think maybe it was like on the reverse. It was just like a bunch of guys hanging out. It was like, yo, bet you we can mess with this redhead. You know, like, hey, let's just drop, you know, like rich guys, obviously, because, you know, they don't care about $100. And they're like, bet you we can get nude, pube pics from this ginger on TikTok.
The best part was the fact that I just got Venmo. Like, you finally talked me into getting Venmo.
Yeah.
That was the first transaction on my Venmo account.
Is it private or is it, can I see who sent it to you?
I don't think it was private. I'm not sure.
I'm going to look right now and I want to see who sent you this. Because the names are on there.
The names are on there, but I forget.
No. It must have been private.
No. Okay.
Jeremy.
I forget what it said, but I did remember. This was a long time ago, though. Like, at least 3 months ago. But there is a lot of people. I'm sorry, not a lot of people. When I said this was the weirdest thing that I did, he goes, really, that's the weirdest thing that you did? He goes, I literally gave head to somebody in the military as bombs are going off around us. I'm like, okay. That's when I was like, you've got to be gay.
These are the people you need to have on the podcast. Like, people with real stories that, you know, will excite your listeners. Not me with my Vampire Diaries ideas.
Yeah, you know? And people on here that I know, like Amelia on here, on my live, she can attest there's been a couple of people in here that asked me to create an OnlyFans account. Do you know what an OnlyFans is?
No. What is it?
So OnlyFans is like kind of like a, I want to say it's kind of like a Instagram, but you have to kind of pay to do it, to pay to follow somebody.
So like,
and they kind of like post racy photos or something. They can post nude photos and things like that. So you pay to do that. And I've had a lot of people asked me to do that, and I thought about it because I'm thinking, oh, that's cool, that's money. But I have not.
For all your pube pictures.
For all my pube pictures.
I bet you, like, using that, obviously the website would take in a percentage, but like it would still be like an income. Like every attractive female could use it and like just, you know, gain $20 a person, or I don't know how much you charge, but like, you know, like it'd be a great money scheme. Like if you had like no restrictions on yourself?
Yeah. No, there is definitely girls that do that. Mm-hmm. It's a girl dominant site, an app.
Right.
But there's people on there that make money on there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, even if you make $100, right?
Yeah.
That's
like, $100 per post?
No, I meant just like $100 like a month or whatever. Like that's still, you know, that's your gasoline for the month.
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
Right? Oh. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like,
I'm gonna make
I have no idea how I'd take pictures.
Sell me all mirror pictures. Or you just scour the internet. Like, you know, like how I'll often send you like black wieners?
Yeah.
That's what my OnlyFans would be. It would just be like every day, it'd be a different black penis I found on the internet. It's like, hey guys, here's what I found scrolling through the web. You know, but like for some reason, people really dig it. And they just, I have like millions of subscribers. I'm as popular as like Kylie Jenner just for my black penis photos.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Annie would like to send me random pictures of dick, of black dick. So the one time I was at work, and sometimes if the picture doesn't load right away, I'll click to save it.
Yep.
So then I'm like, okay, if it doesn't load, I'll save it. Just as I save it, all of a sudden the big picture of a black dick pops up as I'm like in a hallway with a bunch of people. I'm like, holy fuck.
that's my favorite. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. And you know, I'm just at work. You know, and here I am, like on my planning period, whatever. You know, like, all right, here's what I'm gonna look up today. Send it to Jason.
Yeah, and you're sitting there doing it at work. I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought what I did was bad, looking through, you know, pubes and stuff. But
you just have to be comfortable with yourself, you know.
How is that being comfortable with yourself?
I was okay scrolling through it. You know, I'm like, I didn't get excited by what I saw. Just like, all right, what's there like the biggest penis I can find? I'm gonna send it to my friends.
It wasn't even that big. It was just super long.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
You know, I think that's what the people, that's what my OnlyFans will be. Long penis. Not big and girthy. Long.
Can that be your account name? Just long penis?
Long penis.
Yeah. That is something I don't think I'd actually ever tell you guys about though. If I did actually create that, because that would be weird. But I feel like you also have to understand that if you do that, that's like the biggest way things could get leaked. I don't know how it all works, but like you're going to be able to screenshot it. It doesn't matter if like they catch you screenshotting it. Like that means a picture can still go out.
Right. Like it will be on the internet. I guess just don't put a picture up of your penis, right?
Yeah. Like full on.
Unless you don't care.
Well, that's what I mean. If you don't care, you don't care. I mean, if it did leak, I'd be like, yeah, that's my dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting money for dick pics. What do you want?
Right. From my Google images.
Yeah. I try to find the redheads that look the closest to me.
Oh, you should find a black redhead.
A black,
is that even a what?
Yeah, a black, like someone that dyes their hair.
Yeah,
I could be someone that dyes their hair more red.
Ah, like that dark red.
Yeah, like our friend Carly Dud.
Oh, thing. yeah.
Or does okay. Does she still do that?
I think so. Well, she.
She used to have red hair just like mine. I think she still does it.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know she used like purple and like darken it and stuff, so I'd assume it's dyed.
Whoa.
What?
I just got flagged on TikTok. It says, your live broadcast contains vulgar content. Please adjust content immediately to avoid suspension.
Oof. Yeah.
I've never had that ever pop up.
See, you can't talk about penis and stuff.
That means somebody right now is monitoring it.
Or someone flagged
me. You just said it again. Stop saying it, or they're going to flag me.
Okay, I mean, it's not my TikTok. All right, back to Vampire Diaries. So here's my issue with like most movies and TV shows, right? Vampire Diaries is a classic case. Like, you have a love triangle. Two men, happen to be brothers, love the same woman. How I Met Your Mother, Ted and Barney love the same girl.
Mm-hmm. Ted and Barney were brothers?
No, they were just friends.
Oh, I was going to say.
But Vampire Diaries are their brothers. In other shows, like it's often...
So you're a fan of love triangles?
No. But I feel like it's very popular. You know, it's like a very common thing, I guess. But what about, you know, a love square? Like really change it up, you know? Like you have...
How would that work, though?
I think it's you have like two couples, right? Or just a bunch of single people and they're all like, you know, being like collegey and like banging each other, orgies and stuff. But then your TikTok's getting banned.
Yeah,
two couples, right?
The shadow ban people.
Ah, Well, you're gonna have to make a new TikTok then.
Although I didn't know that they did that, because I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is, could be my live here.
Yeah. But like in a love square, two couples, maybe, you know, the women are into each other, or like the one wife wants the other husband, and like vice versa. You know, you gotta have
swingers.
Yeah. You should be careful what you say, man. You're gonna get
that's not a vulgar word.
I don't know.
That's a word that describes a certain type of people.
Okay.
I mean, I had a whole discussion on 50 Shades of Grey, so I don't understand why now they're deciding to.
Must have been all the genitalia speak.
Yeah. Stop sending me random pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep them all, but that's beside the point.
I know. Yeah, I'm glad you do. It makes me feel better, actually.
I tape them to my ceiling.
Oh, you print them out with your Kodak printer?
Yeah.
You know why?
No, actually, I send them to Walmart, and I have them do it, so then when the lady has to put them in a package, then I can...
she sees them.
Yeah. Actually, I've had a few disappear on me, so I wonder what happened there.
Or she has duplicates that you're missing. Do you know why I chose Kodak? Why what? Because we're so close to Rochester. You know, that's just like the staple of Western New York.
Yeah, even though technically they were the ones that came up with a digital camera first.
Yeah.
But they never thought that it would actually go anywhere. Mm. And then they really dropped the ball on that one.
I know.
Aren't they? I'm pretty sure the one in Rochester though is closed down.
I think it's like the majority of the factories closed down because they don't need 18,000 rolls of film made an hour.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what's your thoughts on this whole love square? Like, imagine, like, let's say Jesse and Amanda and Carly and Louie, right? Two couples.
That would be weird. You're putting two sisters in there.
Yeah. Well, what if it's just the two guys who are in love with each other, right? But they have to keep it hidden.
But that still wouldn't be a triangle, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that still wouldn't be a square because it has to, I feel like a triangle is where one person loves, so usually the girl loves two of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's in two different ways, but she still loves them, and both the guys love her in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you have everybody?
All right, I have a piece of paper right in front of me. So let's say Louie, he loves Carly. Okay, that's one side. Then Louie also loves Jesse. Jesse loves Amanda. So we have three sides, and then Amanda and Carly need to love each other also. That's where the issue is because they're sisters. Unless the incest is like another side of this and it's a little weird. Uh-huh. But you could, let's say just two random couples, like.
If they're random couples, how do you know them?
I don't know. Well, they would know each other.
Okay.
Right. I just couldn't think of any at the top of my head. But so yes.
Wouldn't it be like it's crossed?
Yeah, I think.
So like if you have two couples.
Depends how you draw the square.
You have two couples, and the guy actually is in love with the girl of the other guy's wife,
right?
And then vice versa.
Well, then I'm like that. I'm just switching where the names are. It still comes out. I'll play girl one, man. Yes. Bye. But yeah, it's a swingers scenario, like you said. I guess just TV isn't ready for swingers. It's all about triangles. It's better.
No, but they're ready. They're ready for like a whole bunch of like I don't know, girl on girl stuff. What was that one show? That came out that everyone was talking about with Zendaya in it, Euphoria.
Oh yeah, but that's on HBO. That's different. Like Vampire Diaries is on like app. Yeah, it's on like cable and stuff.
Yeah, but somebody pointed out to me too.
Or
I felt like people, TV and things like that were being a lot more lenient on like swearing because it'd be like 10 o'clock at night and I'd be watching like FX and there would be like swearing, actual swearing on there.
Yeah.
And I know after a certain time, but I always thought it was like midnight or 1 o'clock that they might allow some of it.
Yeah.
But like I'm seeing it more and more. But then you start listening to radio and they don't allow some of it. Like I was listening, you know, the one country song, Put My Toes in the Water, Ass in the Sand?
No, I've never heard of that song in my life.
Well, there's like a verse that says that, but they take out ass in the sand. They just say toes in the water like twice. I'm like, but ass isn't even like that bad of a word.
It's like that one song that you like, the one you sent to Haley on New Year's. You know, F you. You know.
By Black Bear? Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called? Like Hot Girl Summer Anthem or whatever?
Hot Girl Summer Bummer? Or no, Hot Girl Bummer?
Bummer
thing. Something like that. But it's by...
Yeah.
By Black Bear, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play that on the radio all the time.
Right.
And they just say Forget You.
Yeah, I didn't realize they're the same songs at first.
Yeah, but it's kind of messed up. They've been playing that a lot more lately.
It's weird, because I think you showed me that song like 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, speaking of songs, have you ever seen the movie Euro Trip?
No.
Okay. Well, it's about this guy named Scotty, and Scotty gets dumped by his girlfriend, and because she was actually seeing another guy who's in a band, played by Matt Damon. And my buddy Josh tagged me in this video today of like how the song Scotty Doesn't Know is trending on Twitter now. And it's a great song. I'm going to send you a link to it later. So it's a real song they made for the movie. And I'm going to read you some of the lyrics.
Scotty Doesn't Know. I think that's a legitimate
song. Yeah, it's a real song that they made for the movie. And it got popular because of it. All right.
Well, how old is this movie?
I think it came out in like 2011. Euro Trip. I have my Chromebook, so this is nice. Euro Trip came out in 2004, so it's 16 years old now.
Oh, wow.
So here it starts.
That's like, cause that song is, I feel like that song is definitely old.
Yeah, it is. Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know. Fiona says she's out shopping, but she's under me, and I'm not stopping because Scotty doesn't know. I can't believe he's so trusting while I'm right behind you thrusting. Fiona's got him on the phone. She's trying not to moan. It's a three-way call, and he knows nothing. Scotty doesn't know. So don't tell Scotty. We'll put on a show. And so I watched the song. And the clip that it's from, and it's like it's the end of the year graduation party for everybody, and this guy Scotty, like they're at the party with his girlfriend, and the lead singer Matt Damon is just like, all right guys, we're gonna sing a song here. This one goes out to my girl Fiona. It's been her anniversary for like a year. And then Scotty, the guy, the main character, just like looks over his girlfriend. She runs up on stage, and then you just watch him listen to this whole song about how he's been cheated on for a year.
That's how he figured it out.
Yeah, that's how she broke up with him.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah, I wish.
I actually just realized. I was just talking to somebody at work that I don't necessarily listen to words of the song.
Mm-hmm.
There can be you know the song 8675.
Yeah, 8675309.
Yeah, you know that's like about a hooker.
I know
they say that it's not, but if you listen to the words, it's like he got it off the men's bathroom, and it's like call me for a good time, and that's like a song about a hooker.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm looking up the lyrics.
Even though if you look it up, people say they say it's not a hooker, but I'm like, but back then, and even sometimes now, that's what it was. Like prostitutes would write their numbers and say, for a good time, call this.
Right. Have you seen Dumb and Dumber? There's a scene where Jim Carrey is in like a bathroom. It says, on March 13th at, 2 in the morning, be here for a good time and for some manly loving. And he looks at his watch and like, what watch actually says the date and all that specific stuff. But, then a guy just comes in. And it's like, oh, nice to see you here. And then he just like pushes his head down. So yeah, I know what you mean.
what were the other two points that you were going to bring up?
Vampire Diaries, Scotty Doesn't Know. And then I want to talk about what's essential. Because, right, you get to work and I don't during this time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
What's essential during quarantine?
Yeah.
I feel like even from the very beginning when they wrote a list about what was essential, it was very, I don't know, really dumb, because it felt like to me, I was like, this almost, besides certain places that do nothing of like service work, I was like, it's almost as if everybody's working anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like they still have, the only thing is like hair salons, ice cream shops can still be open at times.
Yeah.
It's schools. I mean, like some of it is just like, I feel like you start to realize like most of these people, I'm like, I can tell you how everybody has a job that is technically essential. Mm-hmm. And I still don't see why alcohol is essential.
I think
you
if
still
they
go buy beer at Walmart and stuff like that.
I think if they got rid of alcohol, there would be like an uproar. You know, it would be a thousand times worse. Like, there would probably actually be riots and stuff if they banned alcohol sales during this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like prohibition all over again.
So yeah, I guess I can see that. But I mean, but they're not banning alcohol. They're just not, like, actual liquor stores. Like, if you're more than a liquor store, but you sell liquor, then that's where you get it from. But
right,
if you're only a store that sells liquor, then, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, people need their whiskey.
Yeah. Actually, my neighbor was complaining when she first got called off of work.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, what am I supposed to do? This and that. I'm not even going to get paid and stuff. And then she was just complaining today because they sent her back to work. She's like, I'm not ready to go back to work. I'm like, but now you get to get, like, now you're being paid. You just weren't paid for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Man.
And I don't know. Everyone thought that I was still off. Like, so my actual boss texted me wondering if I was back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had HR call me because they're changing how people were getting paid starting the 20th of April.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I've been back to work for like a week. So there's some, I don't know how it's working, but somebody just went home the other day because they had symptoms of them having it.
Oh. So like someone you worked with or closely or no?
Somebody on here says it's because Gigi said it's because
good game.
It's to prevent people that have addictions going to the hospitals with people in withdrawals. I didn't know that. Nor did I think about that.
No, you don't think about other people ever.
No, I don't even know why I'm home. Like,
yeah.
Or why I need to stay home.
Well, you have a grandmother. I think that's probably the only reason. Like, Jeremy works in, like, the next building over. And, like, he, you know, he is.
No, doesn't he? Oh, yeah, he does. Now he does.
Yeah. But he's on a third shift now. I would think it makes more sense rather than, like, you could reduce either how many hours people work, and, like, that way everyone's still working. Or
that's what
you're
doing.
Or, like, you could just scatter. Like, I'm just not just saying for your business, but for, like, most businesses. Just, like, put people on, like, other shifts.
Yeah.
So you're not in contact with as many people.
Well, I went to the store the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Was it yesterday? And Friday, yeah. Went into Home Depot to get something. That store was packed.
Yeah.
And even Walmart. I went by Walmart. That store was packed. I'm like, this is...
It's always packed. It's crazy.
It's so stupid. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, so I was watching a CNN video earlier, like right before we started. And they were saying how they in Jacksonville, they reopened the beaches. But they reopened them from like 6 a.m. to 11 and then 5 p.m. to 8. And they were complaining because there was like... There was lines galore waiting, and people were like waiting to get to the beach. And they said it was packed, but in the video, like, you did not see it being packed at all. You like it looked like a normal beach day. And the only reason why it would be like lines to get to the beach is simply because like you are putting these restrictions on the time. Where if you said, all right, all day long, you can be at the beach, you know, people would be scattered, like coming and going, whatnot, like a normal day.
Yeah.
And I assume you want them to be outside. Rather than cooped up in a house, but
yeah. Well, I feel like now when things get warmer, people are going to be a little bit more anxious.
Yeah, and the quote that sticks with me the most is the news anchor, and news media is essential, right? So they go places. This woman, obviously, the news reporter travels all the time for her job still and interacts with people. And she said, "You would think these people have been cooped up for years rather than a month." I thought, one, you haven't had to be cooped up for a month. Two, no one's ever had to be cooped up for a month, really. And like, I like being in the hospital for like 10 days, just being restricted to like saying you can't go anywhere. Like, it's the most uncomfortable feeling ever. So I understand why everyone now is like, I need to get out of the house.
Because it's not, everybody wants to be home, but it's not necessarily them being home. It's them doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
And now that they're like, oh, cool, I'm home. And now they started doing what they wanted, and then everybody the government put a stop to that.
Yeah.
And so therefore now everyone's like, well, now it's pointless for me to be home.
Right. Yeah. I think I would be fine if I could just, I don't know. I feel like this is like summer vacation time, but I still have to, you know, work. But if I could like go to a bar or like people were okay, like, hey, let's go hang out one-on-one or like have a bonfire or something.
Oh, I can't remember. Like, I don't know the feeling of actually being able to go to volleyball, go to football. Like, to me, it seems like it was a year ago that we did that. Like, I don't even going to school, like, it just seems
foreign.
Everybody's routine was like broken, and it's kind of like, okay, now I kind of miss that because it all came to like a halt.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was also doing the math too, And I was like, okay, so I was in quarantine for about 14 days.
Right.
Which means I have been lonely for the past 6 months.
That was good. I hope someone watching your TikTok live says like, oh, I'll keep you company, Jason. If anyone's still listening, I hope to God you sent him that message. Are there still people following you or listening?
Yeah, it fluctuates. Right now we're back down to 6. I got up to like 12 or 15, I think.
Wow. Probably when we're talking.
Usually, but right now everyone's kind of doing lives. And so Amelia on here just said, I've been lonely for the past 6 years.
Oh.
I think we all would.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else, but I forgot.
I don't know.
I guess I should have came down and written what I wanted, but I wasn't thinking. I feel like we have a good year backed up of things that we could slowly talk about eventually.
What'd you say?
Are you serious?
I was plugging in my laptop.
I feel like we have like a good year of things that we can finally, like a good solid year of, mm-hmm. of stories to talk about through this.
Yes. You know, I have a good one.
Beginning episodes.
So, yes, I also think you should get rid of all the previous ones and we'll start over.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Start over with a whole new name.
All right. So let's get, we'll introduce, I'm going to introduce you right now. So Jason, you
should have done this in the beginning.
No, I like it now. So, you know, we get people in and then they like, oh, let's find out about Jason here. Cause they already know I love Vampire Diaries. That's all they need to know for now.
For now.
Right. I'll give them a fact a week about myself. For you, so Jason has a 4-year-old child who can't sleep by himself. And then he dated a cop for a few weeks, called her psychotic. He dated and was engaged to another girl for 9 years, I think it was, you know, and then he viciously broke her heart too.
And you make it sound so bad. Yes, did I end things with the cop? Yes, did I call her psychotic? That was after the fact. She already pushed my buttons,
yeah,
to a degree, and that's when I said, "This is going to sound really bad. This is like having an argument with my mom, who's the only person that knows how to get underneath my skin." And that's I'm like, "This isn't going to work."
See, I didn't know that part. I was empowering you by saying, "Like you ended things, right? It was in your hands. You know, you took their hearts and you just like you squeezed their left ventricle so hard that it ruptured and then blood couldn't pass to the rest of their body."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually I do want to describe one thing about Andrew. So for our last series Impulse, I remember the first episode I described, or I even described it in the description, that basically I have a thriving love life and Andy does not. And how the roles have switched so dramatically is ridiculous.
You know, this actually happened to me a while ago also. Remember like when I was first broken up with Katie Worth. Not that we need to know her name, I guess. shout out. So when I was first dumped and single, when I think it was like 19, 20, right? My buddies, Andrew and Adam, you know, they both just had girlfriends, you know, so they're like, oh yeah, this is great. You know, they have girls. And I was like all alone, you know, hanging out by myself, playing video games and eating acorns. And then like 6 months later, I start dating Natalie, who is Jason's friend. And then they both get dumped like within weeks of each other. And like how the tables have turned. So now we're at the same scenario where, you know, also I was described as a guy living in his basement, his dad's basement.
His father's basement.
In his father's basement, who is now in an apartment. You also upgraded though, because you bought a house without,
I did buy a house.
Without floors.
Yeah, I just haven't been able to move into it yet.
Yeah. But,
I've done a lot of painting. I just haven't moved in.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I get told that my apartment looks like a boy apartment because I have no decorations in it yet. And I don't know what to
Although
do.
I did see where your bed is. Mm-hmm. It's in the center of the room. And I've heard that if any guy has their bed in the center of the room, that they have their shit together. So that means that, you know,
yeah,
it's better than somebody that has their bed on their mattress on the floor. And,
yeah,
you know, the only thing in their living room is a lounge chair, or not a lounge chair, but like a
comfy chair or whatever.
No, like an outside chair?
Oh, yeah.
The TV?
Yeah. No, normally I actually like my bed in the corner, but...
Yeah, because then when you're doing other things, it doesn't slide off the
bed
frame. Yeah. Yeah. I've had that issue. My uncle came over the other day, and my mattress slipped right off.
Really? It took me a second. It took me a second. That was good. No, but like I think it's tough to like decorate a home. You know, like I think girls are like really into the idea of it. You know, like, oh, you need plants, you need, things on the wall. And I think no matter what I do to my apartment, it's like, oh, this is very boyish. You know, it's very bland, or it's like, oh, such a boy thing. It's a bachelor pad.
Yeah. I actually want to get a swing in my house.
In the house, like in a bedroom?
Yeah. Oh, what movie did we see?
I don't know.
Oh, well, the one movie that we saw, I went and picked you up after football.
It was like with the kids. The three kids.
Yeah, the three kids that is like, your parents have a swing in the house?
Oh, cool. And then don't they get caught in the end? Like they're all playing on the swing?
Yeah. By the younger sister that says, do you know what that swing is for?
It's called The Good Boys.
Yeah, The Good Boys.
Yeah. That was a good movie too. Man. Yeah. That was a good show. Like you want to have a swing on your porch? Jason has a porch, I think, wraps around two of his walls.
Yeah, I do have a porch that wraps around. And they do have a spot where they used to have a swing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did mean like inside the house. I actually was kind of like stressing over my house a little bit because like I do have this vision of how I want it to go.
Mm.
And I feel like it's easier to decorate and find color schemes for each individual room.
Yeah.
But when you have a room that's wide, like four or five different rooms that are wide open that go right into each other,
right.
You kind of have to make that blend. And I can see things if I'm building stuff,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason when it comes down to colors, I can't see it. I don't know why.
I don't know.
So like that's why black and white don't matter to me, because I just can't visualize ever having intercourse. That's a safe word with white people.
Right. you deserve to be flagged. Amelia, flag him right now.
No, don't do that. Oh shit! I really should have brought a list. I feel like there was tons of things that I was going to talk about,
mm-hmm.
or partially talk about. I think I got to create a list of things that I would want to go over of the past year, mm-hmm. and slowly take them off for every episode.
Yeah, you do better when you have a list. That way, you stay organized.
Yeah, you never have a list, or you would have a list that you can't read.
Yeah, I got through my list.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had four ideas. This like four ideas so each. That
can we
gets
also
you.
Talk about how the fact that we were supposed to record this yesterday?
Oh, well, I also asked you to do it Thursday.
No, you asked me to do a Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right away.
Yes, that's true.
And then I was even thinking, I was like, okay, this way, if for some reason you did have Jackie over,
mm-hmm.
like a quick podcast, I was like, I can't really hear her in the background, but then she could still put her input.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that failed attempt of having a podcast with her over, and then Becca was over, and then you were also trying to play video games because you were awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like really, really bad.
Yeah.
Just which like, we could actually have Becca on here. I can get up to three different people.
Would she need a microphone? Or would we just go through her computer?
She could, but like to actually get good sound, you'd want the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, Becca is more normal than you, more busy than normal. Because I think she has like a bunch of schoolwork. I feel bad for a lot of college kids because they are just like overwhelmed with schoolwork.
Dumped with homework. My brother is the same way. My dog's died. Oh, I'm sorry. Annie's dog died and he was happy.
It wasn't my dog.
It wasn't your, you hated that dog.
I come from a line of animal haters, right? So my dad, this is a good little tidbit here. My father doesn't like animals.
Imagine that's why... Never mind, I'm not going to say it. Go on.
Imagine a bald man, about like 6 foot, 210 pounds, goatee. It doesn't look like he smiles often.
He gets but Andy does get his signature smile from his dad.
I don't smile.
The little stupid smirk you get?
Oh, yeah, true.
That's definitely from him.
Yeah. Shut up. So my dad, when my stepmom moved into his house, she had a cat. And it would pee in the house all the time. Like every day there'd be piss somewhere. Mm-hmm. And what he did was he just got sick of it after like probably like 6 months or whatever. And he took the cat into his car and he dumped it. I think it was near your house. You know, so it's like 4 miles away from home. It's never coming back. Didn't have claws. Couldn't really defend itself. It was an indoor cat all of its life.
Wait, what color cat was it?
I don't know, it was like calico, if I recall.
Okay.
Black with a yellow or whatever it is, orange and stuff. And he just said like, oh, I think I left the door open. I'm so sorry, dear. You know, everyone was upset or whatever. And then my dad...
So you got rid of the cat because you kept on pissing in the corner?
Yeah, he got rid of the cat because he kept pissing in the house.
I meant you kept on pissing in the house.
Oh, yeah. Joke's on him.
I have a confession to make. I'm the one that actually pissed in the house all those years ago.
I'm gonna text him that right now, actually.
Dad killed the cat.
But then a few years later he really got into like birds and stuff, and so he's building bird houses and things like that. And there's like an invasive species of bird that comes in and like they attack blue jays or whatever. And my dad loves blue jays. And there was this nest above, like near above his swing on the porch, filled with like a bunch of eggs for like another bird. And he found it and he just like took the nest and he threw it on the ground. And the eggs just like laid there. And all the girls, you know, the girls came home and my stepmom, and they just saw these eggs like just there, cracked or broken.
It's so horrible.
Yeah. And they just start like crying. It's like, oh my God, you're a monster. What's wrong with you? Why would you do that? And he's like, you know, trying to explain like this is an invasive species, is what you're supposed to do. But, you know, he was having none of it. And he was like, oh, don't, you know, we don't need these birds around here. And then, you know, next comes the dog. Which lived for probably 10 years, way too long. You know,
yeah,
it ate too long. It ate belts. It couldn't walk, right? It would just like stumble all over. He sat and did nothing all day long. No activity. He needed his food like mushed up or whatever. You know, I'm sure they spent like easily like 15 grand on the dog.
Yeah.
And,
for sure.
You know, every time the dog would like just like stop living life or whatever, and they'd spend more money on it, and my stepmom would want, like, oh, we got to take care of him, take him to the vet, you know, give him new pills or have surgery or something.
I was working with somebody who said that his dad came home one time with a dog, and after, like, an hour of playing with the dog and everything, I was like, oh, where'd you get the dog? He's like, I don't know. He was walking down the street alone, so I took him. So everyone's like, you just stole a dog? No, there's no tag on it. It's like, but clearly that's somebody's dog that's walking down the street. So they still have the dog.
Right.
From like 8 years ago.
Gosh.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Oh, little Fluffy ran away. No, somebody just fucking stole him.
Well, that's why it's important to have your dog, you know, tattooed and implanted.
Tattooed.
Don't they do like a tattoo on your leg?
No. They do like chips and stuff.
Oh, I mean, you pretty much stole a dog.
I did steal a dog, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to explain why, how, you know, this guy's a terrible person, but you're not, when you stole a dog also?
Yeah, but the way that I didn't necessarily steal a dog. So the way it worked out is when I was still dating my, I guess you could just call her baby mama.
Uh-huh.
She got a dog, and they already had a dog, but her mom wanted to get another dog, basically to keep their original dog number one.
Is that the dog you have? Dog one?
Dog two.
You have dog two.
To keep dog number one company. Well, dog number one ended up kind of getting just like annoying and stuff. So they eventually got rid of him like probably 3 years ago.
Like, what do you mean got rid of him?
They gave him up, I think.
Like they put him down?
Or they gave him to a dog. Like he was still really young. Like I remember when they got dog number one as a puppy. Like he was still super, super young. He just needed to be trained properly, basically.
Ah.
And so they got this dog number two. And her mom pretty much said, like, okay, this is your dog. So she kind of made her take ownership of it. Well, when they moved after her mom got a divorce for the fifth time, I think, or the third time, I don't know. Haley's like, okay, our baby mama said, okay, I'm not going to move with you. I'm going to move out. And so she made her take the dog. Mm-hmm. But then we broke up. So then she didn't actually have a place to keep the dog. So then I ended up with the dog because of our son who wants the dog. So now I'm stuck with a dog that I actually don't have to pay for, though. But I do look at him every day, and I either whip him off or I said, I really fucking hate you.
That's what you do every day with the dog?
Yeah, he'll like give me this look that's like super cute, and I'm just like, I fucking hate you. Don't give me that look. I'll take you out back right now.
Oh. How old is dog number two? Your dog?
I think he's like 6 years old. He's already been with another owner that was older, but he has a little bit of pit bull in him, and I think a French bulldog too.
I don't know. That dog's way too big to be a French bulldog.
Yeah, but it's a mixture of a pit bull and a French bulldog. Like, it's a solid dog. You can kind of see it. I think he's like a crossbreed of a crossbreed type thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to have like, you know, other, he's not just like two purebreds mixed. It was like a couple mutts mixed.
Yeah.
He's just a solid dog. So I think it just got too big for the original owner. He's not, right. But he's not a super tall dog. He's just super solid.
Yeah.
And so he's really good. He never barks, and French bulldogs are known not to bark.
Mm-hmm. To be clear, everyone, I want you to picture what a French bulldog is right now. Very small dog, pointy ears up, right? Very tiny. It's like this French bulldog.
It's like a really big size. It's bigger than a cat.
No, they're not.
Yeah, because dog number one was a French bulldog, and he was bigger than a cat. Like just
no,
like,
Jason, you no.
French. I'm not lying. That's
English bulldogs are bigger, and same with American bulldogs. French bulldogs are tiny.
But it wasn't a bulldog. You had a bulldog.
Yes, an English one. I'm telling you, French bulldogs are super small.
They're not that small. They're
smaller than the house cat. They're smaller than the other dog, or smaller than the dog I had.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but they're still not. But they're also known to be solid. Like he has that look on him. So I'm like,
this dog is huge. There's no way they're mixed.
I'm telling you. That's what I'm trying to say. I think it's a mix of a mix of a mix.
You deserve, your listeners deserve to see a picture of your dog and let them decide, oh, is there any French bulldog in it? Put that up on your OnlyFans or whatever. Like, hey, what kind of dog do you think this is?
And I actually have a picture of
my dick.
What kind of dog do you think this is?
See, that's why you get flagged. You can't say dick. But, no, like, I mean, you could have yourself naked in the picture with the dog, right? If you want. I don't care what you do. I just want people to know that you don't know what a French bulldog is.
Yeah, I was looking up pictures the other day. Actually, I think my next dog would be a French bulldog.
The tiny ones?
Yeah, but they're not that tiny.
They are.
They're bigger than a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
They're bigger than, I would say, they're definitely taller than a wiener dog.
Yeah, wow.
And they're solid. They become like kind of chubby. They come like a solid, small little dog.
Yeah, but small is the key word there.
But they're still like the size of a cat, like bigger than a cat still, like just above a cat.
Is anyone on your TikTok right now listening to you? Can they back me up on this one? French bulldogs are tiny. Did you lose all your listeners?
No. They just said that they are small. Like, yeah, I know that they're small, but they're not. They can't be that small.
They are small. Do you have your laptop right in front of you? Why don't you just look?
Because I don't want it to. I don't want it to disrupt the.
Okay. Well,
I don't want it to cut out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I texted my dad. I said I have a confession. He said, "What happened? You can't just say that and then not say anything." It was I who pissed all over the house. All over the house.
With a jar of peanut butter, they also give you some
and blame,
money.
And blame Jen's cat.
I think that we're creating these ideas for me to put on my OnlyFans account.
So you do have one?
No.
Very defensive.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. Like, it's so weird.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to show your face, I don't think.
I don't know. I think I would have to have more people say, like, hey, let's do it. Jason in bed with the dog and peanut butter.
I just got the peanut butter part.
Wait, did you not understand what he meant by peanut butter the first time?
Yeah, like I knew what peanut butter, but then I didn't understand. Like I didn't make the connection between the dog and the peanut butter.
Why would I need a jar of peanut butter in my hand when I'm in bed with my dog? I don't even have bread to put it on. What about jelly and a knife and a plate?
Like,
or at least a spoon.
Like, man, it'd be awfully messy. I don't know how to get that off.
Yeah.
Oh gosh,
man! Whoever that was, thank you.
Gabrielle.
I don't know if I've actually like laughed really hard since the quarantine has started. So,
because you haven't been doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
remember when I used to do things.
So I guess the real question is like how raw are you?
Oh yeah, no, I'm numb. I can't feel anything. Numb, yeah.
Yeah, I started bleeding the other day.
Yeah. Well, I've always had pink semen, right? And you know, now I just got all these lumps and like growths on my stuff down there. So it's a disaster.
I actually just saw a TikTok where this guy was like, "Man, I wonder what if we could live in a world where like our semen was actually pink instead of red."
Oh, that's funny.
Oh. Yeah.
Man. See, I don't want to invest too much time into a TikTok. That's my problem.
It's tough because like I feel like it's very saturated now. Yeah. I think even just 9 months ago, mm-hmm. they have their iconic people from TikTok now, mm-hmm. and they shove it down everybody's throat type of thing. Right. So it's kind of harder for people that are just kind of doing it more for fun to actually get some of the views. It takes a little bit.
Right.
Unless you're like super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, unless you're just super hot, you don't really go anywhere.
Yeah. It's probably a young man's game. We're too old for it.
Oh, yeah. They're like, most of them are like teenagers, but some of these people are still in like they're easily, I would say the majority of people are in their 20s. The majority of people that consume it are probably in their teens.
Mm. Oh, God. We're talking to teenagers right now. What you're talking about.
Yeah, anywhere between 17 to 30. Mm. Which I got to say, people that are like 16 or 17 in here, even the guys, I don't remember anybody ever looking like that. Like, there's sometimes you go in here and you're like, oh, that girl's kind of cute. And then you look and like, wait, hold on a second. She's like 16. When did anybody in high school when I was there look like that when I was 16?
Yeah. I think you have that like perv gene where you think underage girls are attractive.
Is it though? Like, I'm not trying to justify people being perverted, mm-hmm. but I kind of think like when you're still in like your 20s, there's a part of you that still thinks that high school was like just yesterday. Because the years go by like differently.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
and so I feel like there's a part of you that still thinks that you're kind of that young, but you're not actually that young.
Right.
But then you have that normal people have the sense of mind of like, no, that person's super young.
Mm-hmm.
That's just weird. And other people don't.
I think when you hit like probably Louis's age, you're like, oh man, these people are super young. You know,
Gabrielle just said that she's 32 and she's feeling kind of young.
Oh, good. Jason's 25.
Soy sauce challenge. What's this? I just turned 26.
Oh yeah, 26. And I'm
what's the soy sauce challenge?
I hope it's something like you eat a bunch of soy sauce and then, or you take soy sauce and you get like a little funnel, and then you like put it in your urethra and see how long you can last before you pee.
That's horrible.
I mean, that's my soy sauce challenge. Okay. Here's what it is. It's when you
just looked it up.
Yeah, it's when you dip your testicles in soy sauce to see if you could taste anything.
Oh my god! Yeah, I forgot. That was going around a while ago. Somebody was trying to say that I think it first started with orange juice. If you dip your balls in orange juice, that you can taste it. And then it turned to soy sauce. I remember that.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was a huge thing. Right now, it's a big thing. This is getting weird. Right now, there was a thing that was just going around where like girls would stick ice cubes in their, you know, area.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, they would videotape. Wow. I just said videotape. They would record themselves, like their face and their reaction doing it. So I don't know how many of it was real, but like it's messed up. Like, if you want to try it, go for it. But please don't record your face.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a teenager. Because, like, now I just don't know anymore. Mm. And not everybody puts their age in the bio. So I just, like, there's a lot of times I haven't been, like, either following people or even liking something if I have any hint that they're at any age. I don't even care if it's a funny joke, not even, like, a sexual joke. I still won't do it.
Yeah. So what you need is everyone to identify how old they are. And if they are going to record themselves putting an ice cube in their genitals, to put it on, record it on VHS tape, not the internet, and then send it to your house.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Back to the old days. That stuff never leaked when it was on VHS, right?
I mean, you'd have to like make a bunch of copies of it, and then you'd sneak in like a Blockbuster movie tape. right? And then, yeah, you know, that way someone else finds it that way. Like in the middle of Space Jam.
Here's an idea. Here's a great business idea to get more money. I take Polaroids, mm-hmm, and I post the Polaroids on OnlyFans, and then I let people, if they really want to, buy the Polaroids.
What? So you're saying you get a Polaroid camera?
Yep.
Like you're in 1980.
Yep.
You then take a picture, and you take a picture of that Polaroid, and that's what you upload. And if they want, they can then purchase the Polaroid in the post.
Correct.
For money. So not only are they paying you for the membership, the subscription or whatever, they then are paying you for a picture that they can see for free online. Well, for a fee online.
Yeah, but they can't screenshot it. So I could easily take it down. See, that's the thing. It's like, okay, here's a Polaroid. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be up for a week. If you really want it that badly, now you got to buy it. Then at that point, if it leaks because it's a Polaroid and somebody else buys it, I don't care. I just got money for it.
Right.
And it'd be pricey because, I mean, I wouldn't expect anybody to actually want to buy it.
And because of the cost of the film.
So nobody buys it and I just have all these Polaroids hanging up in my house.
That's how you decorate your walls.
Somebody comes over because like nobody goes into my bedroom until I finally bring a girl home. They're like, what's up with all these Polaroids? You really are like a narcissist, aren't you?
You like peanut butter and your dog a lot, don't you?
Whose dog is that? Oh, that's the neighbor's.
Yeah.
I tell them I'm gonna don't worry, while you're at work, I'll stop by and walk your dog for you.
You have a picture with every dog in the neighborhood.
I'm just known as a dog walker.
Yeah.
If only you guys only knew that your dogs are making me millions of dollars.
Yep. Oh man. You know how I have that picture of Allie and I in my house?
Yeah.
I decided what I want to do is I want to get a picture with all my female friends, right?
All right, hold on. You have to tell that story a little bit better.
Okay.
Like,
I forgot. We're not just talking as humans.
Yeah.
Okay. So a friend of ours had a wedding back in October, and Jason was there with his baby mama. You know, they were like dressed to the nines. Jason was wearing a cardigan. Baby mama was wearing a dress and lingerie, and.
Hold on, I was reading some of the comments. What? Where are you going back to this?
Just hold on.
I didn't mean that big of a backstory.
No, I want to go back that far now. Anyways, so we're at this wedding, right? And everyone's looking great. You know, I was there. My girlfriend was there. She was looking beautiful. I was looking great. I had my speech in me. I had a bunch of drinks. I was super drunk, showing off, you know, all my muscles and stuff. And I was wandering around and... I got a photo with the bride, and I pretty much begged the photographer, like, hey, can I get a quick picture with the bride? And she gave me a look and like scoffed, like, yeah, fine, make it quick, you know, and took the photo.
That's her job.
Yeah. Well, I think they had like other plans or whatever. I don't know. But I get this photo a few months later from the wedding, and I completely forgot about it. But so now I have this... I don't know what the size is, like 4x6.
The only picture that he has.
The only picture in my entire house, right? Beyond like my travel photos and my dog photos.
Mind you, not even of his girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
Of someone.
Someone's wife.
Who is married. Yeah.
you know, but yeah, so my friend's wife and I have a photo together. And when Jason came over, I said, I want to get a frame. And when she comes over and, you know, her husband comes over, it's just going to like... It's either going to be taped to the ceiling of my bedroom above my bed, or it's going to be the only picture on my nightstand, right? And so when they come in, they just look. It's like, oh, that's weird. And as I was thinking today...
You got to, like, skirmish to get, like, take the... Oh, I'm sorry. That's...
Yeah, oh, well...
I don't know how it got there. I think someone came over and was looking at it, just set it there.
Yeah, ignore that. And, like, right, I'm looking at the photo right now because it's on top of my bookshelf. It's the only picture I have. I look at it actually more often than I should. I thought, yeah, I want a picture with all my friends, girlfriends, fiancés, wives, baby mamas, whatever. And I like whenever they're over, I'm going to quickly interchange the photo in my bed or like whatever. And like, you know, have like a few of them. So like wherever we are in my apartment, like in the living room, kitchen, bedroom, it's just like me and that guy's significant other.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that's my plan. It's similar to how I used to like name my car after who's ever was in my car. Like if I was with Louie in my car, I would call my car Carly.
Yeah.
You know, like I guess it, I have some sort of weird, I just want the, not the love triangle. I want the love square. Too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Amelia says that you sound entertaining.
Yeah,
Don't give him that.
Amelia, truthfully, like it's my curse. Like I have to, like this podcast would suck if it was just Jason, whoever. I have to uplift it the whole time. So imagine like Atlas and the world is on his shoulders. That's how I feel all the time. But I have all chicken legs. Yeah, but I have, you know.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess you're right. This was going to go past like 35 minutes to 40 minutes.
Yeah, you've got a lot of editing to do, especially because we have a lot of lulls. And you're like, oh, I wish I would have had some time to think about what I want to say.
Having like lulls and stuff like that, I'm not really editing this anymore. Because I can hear you and I'm not hearing any anything being disruptive. Okay. And I feel like it's a lot easier because we're more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope that eventually I'd have more of a setup in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be easier.
With your swing?
With my swing?
Yeah.
So we've been swinging together with our
peanut
butter and our dogs?
Yeah. Just I'll find some dogs to bring over.
And having a Polaroid set up on a timer.
Just every 10 minutes it goes off. Oh, man.
Just a pile of them on the floor because we've been talking for an hour. And it just
keeps keep going
out.
Yeah.
But.
All right. Well, I think this is a good one.
Yeah. I forgot how we normally ended it. Oh. I plan on keeping the same music and the same all of that, and kind of the same platform.
Yeah, you should do like an intro and an outro, like just like tack those on at the end of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, that's smart.
Like I feel like the way we kind of come in here with the joke and everything, and how we always get into actually talking about the podcast on the podcast.
Yeah, that's my favorite when we talk about
it's always at the end.
Mm-hmm. Like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should just cut these last 5 minutes. All right. Well, thank you for listening to Deuce's podcast. Thank you for listening to Impulse Radio. Thank you for listening to The Andrew Show with my special guest, Jason.
What should we call it?
I don't know.
I was just going to simply call it A&J, but that's already a thing.
Oh, you go off like, you know how we should just talk about peanut butter all the time? So like PB&J, you'd be like,
oh.
Andrew and Jay, and you change the photo from us being on that couch to us being on a jar of like peanut butter.
Be interesting.
I think that's our theme, just peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, be a running joke the whole time.
So what would you want the name to be?
Andrew and Jay.
Andrew and Jay. I'll see if they have that.
Okay, I'm sure.
There's other people. The thing is, like, you can easily compete with other podcasts. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Deuces, because of how dumb Deuces is. It's pointless. I mean, it's so dumb that nobody else has it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's short. I feel like it's just, you know, short, sweet. Right. And then I can also go at the end of it, be like, okay, deuces.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good way to sign off.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And deuces also kind of entails two.
Oh, because there's two of us. Nice. That's good math.
I mean, I use the calculator, but yeah.
Yeah. One plus one. Can't figure it out.
Balls Deep Convo. Gabrielle suggested it should be called Balls Deep Convo.
That's BDC. Balls Deep Convo. I feel like that should be your private OnlyFans podcast.
Going balls deep in peanut butter. Yeah. Oh. Actually, we could get, I think when we get more listeners on here, I will start to like do the monetization because what we go through allows us to do that. So we 30 people listening to it was never, like never enough.
Yeah. Oh, I have actually a secret to tell you now. It was just me every time. I would just listen to it on different devices and I would hit refresh. So we'd have 30 listeners.
Oh, really? Well, I hope going live on TikTok and also having it in TikTok, it'll help more people. I'm not looking for this to ever be anything big.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, like, right now it is fun to like interact with other people. See, this is why I do TikTok,
to interact with others.
Yeah,
I get you.
All right, cool. Well, this has been another This has been our first, what are we going with? Juices?
Yeah, sure. You clearly don't like the Andrew and Jay idea.
Oh, look, okay. This is our first, whatever this is called, podcast. Every week, right?
Every week.
Every week? I feel like it'd be easier if we are not together.
Yes.
Now. Until you go back to school and you have to give your Chromebook back.
Right. Well, no, this is mine forever.
Oh, for as long as you're a teacher there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'll always have it.
All right. I forgot. I should have went back and listened to how we normally ended this.
Yeah, I don't recall.
Whatever. All I remember is Becca rambling and
now I was trying to cut her off. You're being Becca now, so that's cool.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Yeah, I hope you. Thanks for listening on TikTok, and thank you for listening, whatever audience is wherever you are. My name is Jason.
My name is Andrew.
Deuces.
Deuces. All right.